NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. A manhunt is underway after a deputy was killed, two other deputies injured in what's being described as an ambush shooting in Houston early Saturday. Brian Gann reports.
The three Harris County Constable deputies were working an extra shift at a bar when they went outside to investigate a disturbance. As they did, they were shot from behind by a man with a rifle. Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman says the person responsible needs to be held accountable.
I hope for swift and quick justice for that individual because he ambushed my deputies.
A person of interest was taken into custody, but police have not said whether they are a suspect or a witness. In Texas, I'm Brian Ginn.
President Biden is honoring fallen law enforcement officers at the annual Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington. Speaking at the ceremony Saturday, Biden said the toll on the profession over the past 2 years has been far too heavy, and that 2020 was the deadliest year for law enforcement on record. A mission to study Jupiter's asteroids is on its way.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight, sending Lucy to uncover the fossils of our solar system.
The United Launch Alliance mission Saturn V rocket lifted off Saturday morning from Cape Canaveral. The mission and the space capsule are named Lucy in honor of the skeletal remains found in Africa in 1974 of a pre-human ancestor that scientists named Lucy. The Lucy mission will study the Jupiter Trojan asteroids in an effort to learn more about the origin of our solar system. A strike of Hollywood stage workers has been averted. About 60,000 members of IATSE were about to begin a nationwide strike Monday. The 3-year contract agreed to on Saturday still has to be ratified by the union's members. And the American League Championship Series is tied after the Red Sox topped the Astros 9-5 in Houston. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.